At around 3 o'clock this morning, three men, one armed with a gun, hijacked a taxi in the Bogside and ordered the driver to bring the vehicle with a device on board to Strand Road PSNI station. The device went off just after 20 past 3, causing damage to the perimeter wall of the station and also damaging other nearby buildings and businesses. As the clean-up gets underway today, the Mayor of Derry, Councillor Colm Eastwood, claims the warning given was inadequate and police didn't have time to evacuate a nursing home or apartments beside the police station. He says there could have been serious injury or even death as a result of this attack.
A number of businesses have been completely destroyed, given the fact that the police were told that they had 45 minutes to evacuate and the bomb went off 15 minutes later. We're very lucky that we're not talking about a lot of people being injured and or killed this morning. These people have absolutely no regard for their own community.
Sinn Féin MLA Martina Anderson is calling on those who support these groups to come forward and explain to the people of Derry how such bombs will in any way advance Republican objectives. DUP MLA William Hay is Speaker of the Assembly. He says a small minority are refusing to accept that society has moved on.
We have a small band of people, as I say, determined to create problems and to heighten tension. I think you have to say to yourself, you know, as an organisation, especially as the Prentice Boys organisation, you know, we have done all we can do. It's really over to others now to see what they can do.
The investigation into the attack is being led by Chief Superintendent Stephen Martin. He says those behind it will not be allowed to succeed.
I know that they are a tiny minority who have little support and who are not wanted. And I also know that the overwhelming majority of the nationalist and Republican community in this city don't support them and don't want them.
Andrew McCluskey of the North West Taxi Drivers Association is condemning the use of a taxi in this attack. Speaking on today's Sean Doherty show, he said it's not just an attack on this driver, it's an attack on the profession and on the city of Derry.
This taxi driver has been left traumatised, as is his family, you know, and he's now left to be without a job. He's left having to sort of deal with what he, you know, because literally he was leaving the area, you know, and obviously would have heard the explosion. So in his head, it's but for the grace of God. I mean, from our point of view in North West Taxi Preparer, I'd like to condemn the incident. The community need to stand up here. This is an attack on the people of Derry.